The Dialect of Great Chesterford, Essex. Mr. S. G. Dyer, a native, aged 80, recorded in his home in June 1958 by Stanley Ellis.
Yeah, what, mowing? Oh, I mowed myself. Yes, and then the old windmill sail came in. Just, it was called a reaping, and it used to got four little sails like a windmill on the machine. And then the south tires came in that tied the corn up into a sheaf. And then came the combines.
Yeah. Of course, it's the old way that I'm interested in.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
And what about the, when they'd cut it then? Somebody'd have to follow on behind, didn't
and bind it. Yes, bind it with withes, with straw withes. They used to get two punches of wheat and knock them together. And then twist them round, tuck them under, so they didn't come undone. Uh-huh. That was a sheaf.
Uh-huh. And what did? How long did they have to stand then?
Oh, you could cart wheat pretty well any time when it was ripe. Oats had to stand 3 weeks. And, well, they can't combine oats, as I can see, because the... Well, I don't know, though, because the straw doesn't affect it now. But you had to let it stand from a fortnight to 3 weeks in the field for that milky joint to dry up. Mm. So you had a joint in a oat straw. It was like white milk. Well, that got all dry, so that was put in a stack that used to heat fire.
Did you ever have any stack fires?
Oh, we've had stack fires round here. Hay stacks, overheated, you know, put up too green. Wasn't made enough. That heat, you know, burst out gradually, smoulder inside and burst out.
Oh, yeah,
I've seen several stack fires.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Been farms burnt down through that, and all when they've had the stacks too close to the buildings. Yes.
What, locally, in the village?
Oh, yes. Yes.
And you've been at the scene of the... Seen the fire, have you?
Oh, I've seen stack fires, yes. I used to pull them, say what they could with, like a hook, dung drag. It was a long handle thing, got two prongs on it, and pull it out, you see, pull they out what they really could, or to get at it, to shoot the water into it. Of course, for a fire engine as well, they had a thing, got the water, well, they had a burn out, there's no... Could do nothing else, especially when they was up a field. But if they was in a stack, they was dangerous because they were surrounded by other stacks, you know. Corn, barley, bean, and oats, and all that, every other sort of stack.
Stacking, of course, was an art, wasn't it?
Oh, it was. Stacking was a great art. Yes.
What shape of stacks did they usually
have? Well, square, gable, round.
Did you ever learn to ride horses?
Oh yes, I could ride a horse.
Did you?
Yes, I could ride a horse.
Did you ever go in for racing?
No. My father has. But I never did.
And where did your father go?
Up Chesterford Park. He used to have a real racing up there. Did a little new market up there.
When was that? What kind of times did they have?
Oh, children never used to go to school. They used to sneak up there, play truant, you know. I'd play truant, go up there. Especially when the fog sounds used to me.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What hounds were they?
Puckridge. Oh. That was the hunt. That's a village out there by other side of Newport. Close by the Pelhams, Fernow Pelham and Brent Pelham. They're all little villages round that way. Then we got the Newmarket and Thurlow hounds just out here. And the Cambridge area. So we never get to meet here. Now we're right in the middle of the three hunts. Very seldom we get them as far as Walden. They meet at Walden. But never at Chesterford now.